Hello. It takes quite a lot of motor vehicles to keep a modern police force up to speed. But like many other essential services in a small offshore island, the Isle of Man Constabulary has had to be as self-sufficient as possible. Mind you, these things start in a small way. It's just over 80 years ago that our island took delivery of its first police cars, two of them. They arrived in 1937, and at last, Manx policemen no longer had to jump on their bicycles when duty called in a hurry. It was pretty big news. Speedsters in Blue was the headline in the front page story in the Isle of Man Examiner, which went on to claim some credit for it in stating, "It may be recalled that a leading article in the Examiner drew attention to the fact that there was not a single motor vehicle of any description officially available to the police, and it is strongly urged that bicycles, the only means of transport provided by the government, should be replaced by mechanically propelled vehicles." In the event, all this coincided with the appointment of a new chief constable, Major John W. Young, OBE, a former army officer, by the Home Office in London. And it was seen that he agreed with the views of the Examiner. It was mainly to do with road safety. The number of motor vehicles on the island's roads was well over 3,000 and increasing. And in the previous year, 1937, 11 people had been killed and nearly 350 injured in road accidents. Crime did not come into it. There was very little of that in the Isle of Man back then. The cars themselves arrived in the island on the boat in January 1937, and it was announced that one would be used for work in Douglas and District, and the other would be used to cover the rest of the island. Now then, motoring enthusiasts might very well like to know what make and style of cars they were. Unfortunately, amidst all the newspaper stories about a crackdown on bad drivers and driving, I could find very little about them. All I had to go on was a photograph of them which appeared in the Examiner, with a caption indicating that they had been supplied by the Ford agents in the island, the garage firm E.B. Christian. It was not a good photograph, and the cars were not clearly seen. They had a group of men standing right in front of them. There was the chief constable, Major Young, two of his senior officers, and other unidentified men. Looking back, it was almost as if it had been decided in advance that the kind of cars and their registration number plates should not be readily ascertained, so that other motorists would not be able to spot them out on the road, in the early days at least. There was really very little point in trying this. Word would get around quickly enough among the island's motoring community, perhaps as a sort of defence mechanism. Nevertheless, I thought perhaps I should find out if it might have been possible. Something of the cars could be seen, and I decided to show the photograph to a certain keen motoring man of my acquaintance. Oh, all right, my distinguished Manx Radio broadcasting colleague, Mr. Stuart Peters, and his researchers told him that they were very likely Ford Y-type Tudor saloons. Now, if anybody knows any different, ring Mr. Peters, not me. Okay,